Hi and welcome. What are the humanities and what is their role and significance in the 21st century? My name is Alice Horvat and this is Humanista, the podcast where we discuss everything humanities with humanists, but not only for humanists. Believe it or not, the humanities and humanists are everywhere. The concepts they deal with, the approaches they take to solve problems, and the way they generally think are deeply embedded in our environment. Our goal here will be very timely and important. We're going to explore these different platforms, transgressing thematic, geographical, and temporal boundaries to see the multifaceted layers of the humanities. I think one of the beauties of the humanities is their versatility, because they can be found everywhere, either emphatically or as an underlying phenomenon. They are also connected to a variety of other fields and can complement and even fuel the understanding of other fields as well. For example, I've been trained in Japanese, Chinese, and Korean, and I'm currently affiliated with the East Asian Department of the University of Chicago. I have always enjoyed the complexity and the multi-layered nature of the humanities because this kind of approach has allowed me to trace the roots of current institutions and phenomena around us. My current interests are related to intellectual history, which is the history of ideas, essentially. So this is particularly effective to help us see why and how historical figures had acted one way or the other, so it helps us understand the motivating factors behind other people's actions. In my current research on the 250-year-long history of a Japanese literati group, they are called Mito, by the way, the Mito School, so they produce the most monumental history writing product in Japan, the Dainonshi, the history of Great Japan. So this particular project allows me to experience the interconnectedness of various fields and issues while gradually putting the details of their engagements together like the pieces of a puzzle. This kind of inquiry also allows me to see how the intellectual history of history writing in Japan can be connected to other areas such as China and Korea, how humanistic inquiry can be linked to other fields such as the social sciences, and how ideologies can shift throughout time and how they can serve as the roots of nationalistic ideas, as linchpins between the China-focused methods that characterized the 17th century in Japan and the more inward-looking attitude that has long been characterized as direct opposites. Further, this also allows me to explore how traditional text-based methods and translation can be intertwined with quantitative approaches and the data of 150 scholars who contributed to the production of this particular history writing product. So as you can see, humanistic approaches are very complex and allow for a lot of flexibility. This is also a very large territory. So my goal will be to involve into this conversation as many people as possible. So in each session, I will invite a guest from a variety of areas, thematically and geographically, as well to discuss specific topics related to their interests and what we can learn about diverse topics around us through their humanistic lens. We will also consider what the term humanities means to them, to shed light on the colorful world the thinking humanistically can entail and thus help us situate the humanities in our time and also show everyone some interesting and even surprising insights in the process. The default language of the podcast will be English, but I will also make use of my diverse knowledge of other languages as well when I conduct these interviews or these conversations, because not all of them will be interview style. I will actually strive for a more casual, laid-back, relaxed dialogue type discussion. So I'm going to conduct these conversations both in Chicago and elsewhere around the world. So depending on the location, the language may change. So if the conversation will be in a language other than English, I will provide either the translation or a summary of the conversation in English in writing. As I said, this conversation will not be particularly formal, and I will only edit them if it's absolutely necessary or if the guest demands it. And the reason for this is because I want to let them talk freely, and I want to let the flow of the conversation proceed naturally, because I think that can give the listeners a better understanding of how humanists think and how they articulate their ideas and thoughts and thought processes, thus making the conversations a more authentic experience for everyone. And now, without further ado, I invite you to check out the website, which I will update with new episodes as soon as I complete them. And let's dive in.